I have a guest calling in this morning, Ellen Lynch. She is the director, I believe, of the Lake County Historical Society. And she has been on the station before, but not for a while. So thank you, Ellen, for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Katya.
Absolutely. And I think I first reached out to you because I saw some really fun things, kind of a partnership with the Harbor Rail Pub, which is an obvious, like the Harbor Rail right on the corner downtown there. It's clearly, its name harkens us back to its history. And so just a great place to for people to be gathering for music or, I found out, for some interesting history. So tell us how that partnership got started and what you still have to offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, the programs committee kind of came up with the history in a pint idea. Other historical societies were kind of doing this informal history happy hour. So we thought we have a lot of history to share here in Lake County. So why not partner with one of our local establishments, which is Harbor Rail, to really bring history to life and give people an opportunity to connect with history outside of museum hours, which are 10 to 4 on Saturdays during the winter time. So this past winter, when we've been kind of slowing down, we've been, programs has created the History in the Pint program. Our next one is March 1st, celebrating Women's History Month. Linda Hoffman will be talking a little bit about women's sports in Lake County. She's an accomplished athlete and gymnast and taught from fall 1969 to 2006 at ISD 381. So she has a lot of great history and firsthand experience with Title IX. So stop in 7 o'clock. Her presentation will start Harbor Rail March 1st.
I love this idea, Ellen, and I hope that it continues. Tell us, just for future purposes, to get people's interest piqued, about the ones you've done and how, like, I think the one you did in February, you had a pretty big turnout. Is that right?
Yes, yes. In February, or excuse me, January. We're not in February.
Oh, yeah,
yet.
Sorry. Yes.
In January, we had amazing local historian Todd Lindahl talk about the history of logging. And then 2 months prior to that, we did have Pete Smayrud from Finland area. He is the executive director of Wolf Ridge, and he talked a little bit about the 50-year history of environmental learning in Lake County. So,
yeah, and how are you getting the word out about these events?
Sure, online, on our Facebook, also at the Chamber, and we hope to offer it again next year. So we're compiling a list. If you have any interest in submitting an idea, you can email us at lakehist@lakeconnections.net. And again, we're hoping to offer a few more next year, but the last one for 2023 will be March 1st.
And I would guess you would also welcome, if someone will acknowledge that they know a lot about something. I mean, there's definitely people walking around this town that have an amazing wealth of history in their own heads about a certain issue or area or era, or so that I bet would be very welcome too if someone has an idea about what they want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, wonderful. I hope this program continues and expands. I know that Wednesdays are always hard for our family, but maybe if they come up on other nights and come more often, I just think this is going to be a big hit. So let's move on a little bit. Coming up sooner than that is the Winter Frolic, which I do believe you're going to be participating in a couple different ways. Do you want to share?
Yes. So we are hosting the Photo Scavenger Hunt starting at the depot at 11 o'clock, February 11th. People can pick up a photo list for the Photo Scavenger Hunt. Teams of up to 6 people, individuals can do it too, can participate in the photo hunt. So we have a list of a dozen sites and activities that you have to snap a picture or photo of yourself kind of doing throughout 2 harbors. And then all that we ask is the first 3 people to return with a completed list will get prizes. And the deadline to return back to the depot store is at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you're basically going to send out individuals and groups to go do, watch, observe, see various things, and then and record it via a photo. Are these generally historically related things, or is it more random?
There's a few historic sites as well as some activities that are going on at Winter Frolic, so you can definitely participate in both.
And I suspect we don't get to know this, but what are the prizes?
The prizes are t-shirts, a mixture of t-shirts and museum passes and other fun merchandise from our store.
Okay. And have you done this in the past, or is this a new idea?
This is the first one, I believe. Last Winter Frolic, the photo scavenger hunt was hosted by Cedar Coffee Company. So it's the first time that we're doing it. So yeah, we hope to get a few people into the depot and participating in the Winter Frolic with the photo scavenger hunt.
Wonderful. And your location is so perfect for that, being right downtown, really in the middle of, not in the middle of the action for some things, but for the Winter Frolic, you are right there. And I believe you're also going to be open. Is that right?
Yep. We are open 10 to 4 every Saturdays during the winter. So
okay.
Stop on by for a bit of history.
Right. And that probably doesn't include the lighthouse. Is that right? You're talking about the depot museum?
Just the depot store and museum is open. Yep, the lighthouse and 3M museum will be reopening in mid-May of this year.
Okay. And hopefully in the winter you do get a few visitors. I bet it's a little bit sparse in the coldest months.
Yeah, still a few people love to kind of spend the day kind of warming up after their outdoor activities, wandering through the galleries. So it's really a great spot to enjoy a Saturday afternoon.
And one thing I've always loved about the museum there is, you know, it wouldn't be the fanciest museum, but it's just got so many interesting, just, I guess you'd call them artifacts, just things from the earlier eras. And I just long have believed that, especially kids, they don't need super fancy kiosks or setups, but you know, just really looking at old stuff, it can actually be fascinating all in itself. And I think you do that really well.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's we do love to share the local history. You know, that's part of our mission, is to collect, interpret, and share the history and culture of Lake County.
Yes. So. And in your years, Ellen, I know it's been several now that you've been in the position you're in. Is there anything in particular that has stood out to you about the history of Lake County that you have either learned or that you're, you know, really focusing the Historical Society on right now? Or, I mean, there's so many eras to look at, so many different ways to examine this. You know, what direction do you see the Historical Society going, or what do you find personally particularly powerful?
There's so many great and rich stories, and you know what? I'm learning more every day because there's just so much history that has happened in Lake County.
Yeah.
Focusing on programs and kind of engaging people and reaching back out and, you know, reconnecting. So that's been our focus, is developing programs to really help highlight various areas and stories
All
of
right.
Lake County.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, for being here this morning. Good luck with the photo scavenger hunt and the rest of your winter activities.
All right. Thank you so much, Katya.
You bet. You take care. Bye now. That was Ellen Lynch. She is the director of the Lake County Historical Society, which will have an active role to play in the Winter Frolic and is also open throughout the winter on Saturdays from 10 to 4.